people are in on this. Have you ever thought, well, if I broadcast that, I mean, if I plane it at the bottom, it's going to offer me. You've never come across anything that you thought, ooh, this is a nice tidbit, I'll keep that to myself.
Oh, definitely not. No, I share everything that I have.
Oh, very good. What's the other thing you're going to share with us?
Well, this one is actually something about looking forward into the future, and this concerns...
I told you! I knew it! The man wears a gold silk turban with a big question mark at the front of it. He's looking forward to that. So what are you looking forward at?
And this concerns a company called Disney.
I'm aware of their work.
Yes, that's right. And I was reading a report yesterday about Disney where one analyst was looking at the travel industry in general. Mm. And they were saying that with the travel industry showing some kind of return to normality, maybe what we're going to sort of see is an upturn in companies like, for instance, Disney.
An upturn in Disney that goes through the roof?
Yeah,
surely Disney.
Isn't that
sound like an upturn in Coca-Cola? I mean,
a lot of these companies have been going through a very bad spell after September the 11th last year when people didn't want to travel anymore.
If you ever tried to book a room at the Grand Floridian, which is the flagship Disney hotel in Disney World, it's a five-year waiting list. What do they want?
That's
how much more money?
Surely.
Oh, man alive, isn't it? I rarely pull showbiz strings. What time is it? Oh, right. I rarely pull showbiz strings, David, but the only strings I have to pull is to get booked into the right Disney hotel when we go over there every year with the kids. Do you know the queue for Splash Mountain is still over 90 minutes? And you're telling me that the Disney have been struggling.
I'm actually in the queue for Splash Mountain now.
Exactly, because you're hoping to get on sometime in August.
Yeah.
And David, I'm all for financial news and I love the way you presented it. But you can't come on the air and tell people that Disney at last have turned the corner. Because you simply can't get a bag of chips if you're walking down Main Street these days. There's no sympathy for companies like Disney. They've been skint recently. Oh, not skint, but you know what I mean. I often say that.
No, they haven't really sort of done that well because, first of all, there have been fewer people going into the theme parks.
Then what are all those people on the ferries going across the lagoons? Dummies? I mean, in some senses, yes. The theme parks haven't been doing well.
Well, they haven't.
Even low-key rides like the Haunted House, you can't get on them. You cannot get on for L nor M. David, this is the first of your reports that I'm going to cock a snoot at. I think we'll have to bring him on earlier, claiming he's been at the pipe for 50 minutes and he's pulling financial nose from the air. Like, David, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Thank you very much indeed. It's always a pleasure. And there you go. That was David.